Adam, were you glad of the break over the international window from competitive games, or would you have preferred to keep the momentum going after the Sligo Rovers victory?
Look, obviously it's good to get a break as well and kind of recuperate and stuff. Look, don't get me wrong, I think bringing the momentum into us with the next game is still a given. Like, we're off the back of a good result, so I think it still gives us confidence going into the next game.
I've actually been looking over the stats and was surprised to see that you've only ever been on a winning side against Shamrock Rovers twice across your three clubs. Is it a club that you hate to see coming, or does it give you motivation?
It always gives me motivation, I think, no matter what team I come up against. I wouldn't really read into stats too much. See, that's a stat that I never knew. Coming up against Shamrock Rovers, look, obviously we all know that they're a top side. They've got some top players. But I think at the same time, we've got top players and we're a top side. Look, the league table is all over the place at the moment, but it's still extremely early in the season. So I think we're still going to be full of bundles of confidence going into this game, do you know what I mean?
Do you feel this is the best time to play them, or is that dangerous thinking against a side of their quality?
I don't think it matters when you play any team during the season. I think a lot of people now can see that this league is just getting better every year. So you can't underestimate anyone, no matter what stage of the season it's in. It's still going to be a tough football match. I think it'll be really competitive. I'm just looking forward to Friday, to be fair.
With the squad aiming for silverware this season, how important is it to send a statement by getting a result at Tallaght Stadium on Friday?
It's a big statement. There's a lot of words going on around the league and stuff about us, whatever. And look, I don't really read into things too much. You hear true word of mouth about us. But look, if we get into Rovers and do the job, it does send a statement out that people can be writing us off. So I've heard a few people saying that already. It's extremely competitive. Look, there's a lot of top quality players in this league. And as I said there, it's getting better every single year. And I think people are starting to realise that as well, that it's not just some, I wouldn't call it a farmer's league, but I've heard people say that before. And I think it's almost an insult, because the quality of football that's in this league is starting to go through the roof. A lot of people need to start kind of realising that.
Once again, in the previous match, your performance was highlighted by the League of Ireland social media accounts. It highlighted that you made 45 touches against Sligo. Previously, a Bohemians game, it talked about you making 51. With Tiernan Lynch's focus on data, do you also find that stats are useful to assess your own game?
Yeah, 100%. I think stats these days, it's huge in the game. With myself, as I said a while ago, the eye doesn't lie. You can tell when a player is performing and when a player might not be. Bringing the stats into it now as well, it does help hugely when it comes to, for example, getting into certain zones on a pitch to break certain teams down, and how many shots on target and how many shots off target. Like, there's so much kind of detail that's gone into it now. It is really, really good to have. We do utilise this quite a lot under the gaffer. We've highlighted areas that we still need to kind of improve on and where we're doing well at the moment. So I think it is kind of a good thing to have.
Any areas that you feel you personally need to improve upon?
Yeah, look, 100%. I think you can improve every day. There's no doubt about it. No one's the perfect footballer. There's always things to improve on. Like, personally with me, I still want to chip in with goals. I've said it numerous times now. Still yet to happen, but I think there's going to be a stage where it's just going to click, and I think that's my biggest aim. I think people know me for winning the ball back and having high energy and things like that, but I also want to be known for goals as well.